Okay, John, you need to add an H to your name. Only kidding. Well, sorry to hear you got computer woes to some extent there, Bob. Yeah, been there, done that. And a number of years back, I switched over to the Mac side. So, you know, yeah, put a clove of garlic in my window. But they got software that allows you to migrate from one to another. And that helps a lot. But I know what you mean. I used to hate that. I would specifically buy the more high-end machines. And it was kind of an argument, not an argument, but a different way of looking at it than Mike LMJ. He would buy the cheaper machines and replace them twice as often. I would buy the more high-end machines and not have to go through that software loading cycle. Everybody's got different uses for them, and that plays into the thing too. In this particular case, it seems to me that it's the browsers that don't get updated, and that if you got an older operating system and you can't get a recent version of web browser, then you find that a lot of the sites won't work. I'm not talking about real fancy. I'm talking about, you know, like DigiKey or whatnot. So I need to get a newer machine to put down in my workshop. And I figured since Apple forces anybody that's going to be developing their stuff to keep their machines up to date, every so often you've got to use the latest version of the development software if you're going to put anything in the App Store. And what they do is after so many years, the requirement to run that software is upgraded, and next thing you know, you have to buy a new machine. So I figured I was soon to be due to be forced to buy a new machine if I wanted to do any app development. So I beat them to the punch a little bit, and my app development machine is going to go down to the pole barn come spring, and now I got a new machine, so I'm good for another 5 or 6 years, or so I think. Oh, well, you guys have a great week, and good luck all around with everybody, everything you're doing. KFAKK.